I'm here with Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. I want to begin with a bill that recently cleared both chambers. The measure would limit when district attorneys can charge juvenile offenders as adults. Ivan, this sparked passionate and very heated debate.
It was an interesting debate because you really saw support and opposition from both parties. I think this is an issue that really makes people uncomfortable, and that is, how should juveniles be treated in the justice system, especially when they commit serious violent crimes? As kind of background, this bill really seeks to scale back some of the powers that lawmakers themselves granted prosecutors after the very highly publicized 1993 Summer of Violence in Denver. It basically gave them more discretion to charge children as adults for more types of crimes. They've always been able to do this direct file charging as adults without judicial review, but this seeks to eliminate that so that judges ultimately would review a prosecutor's decision.
Patrick, I know you've covered this as well. Were you surprised that it was so heated? I know you've covered courts before.
We're talking about some people who still have the Summer of Violence very fresh in their mind. The chief opponent was Senator Steve King from Grand Junction, a Republican, whose background is in law enforcement. So naturally, he's viewing it from the standpoint of crime and being tough on crime and what crime was then. The fact of the matter is, crime today is very different. The prison population is plummeting. Crime is down, to everyone's surprise, during this recession. And we're seeing in this bill and several others this session an adjustment for the downward trend in crime. So we're seeing movements afoot now to reduce sentences for certain drug possessions. There's a bill to that effect this year. We've got this one on direct file. And what they have in common is they have both Republicans and Democrats supporting them. And like Ivan pointed out, both Republicans and Democrats opposing them.
And usually when you think of criminal justice, sometimes you think Democrats being on one side, Republicans being on the other. But this seems like, both you were mentioning, an issue where it really does cross party lines.
And another bill where you see bipartisan support is this one that would eliminate the zero tolerance policies that were adopted in the wake of the Columbine shootings and other instances of violence at schools. And this would eliminate these mandatory expulsions for most cases except for having a gun at school. And that's another bill that also has bipartisan support. It's still in the Senate. It hasn't been debated on the floor yet, but it's likely to have the same type of very spirited debate from both sides.
When you talk to people about how we got here and where we're going when it comes to some of these criminal justice efforts, and that includes the zero tolerance policies in schools, direct file, and the drug charging reforms, it really becomes a very serious chicken or the egg debate about which position people come down on. You're going to hear the law and order folks say, of course crime is down because we have laws in place now that suppress crime. If we backslide on that in any way, what we're going to be looking at is the same upward trend in crime that got us to this place. So that's where the debate lies. The other side of the argument is, we don't have the crime that we used to have, so let's be sensible about our limited resources and how we tackle crime.
A lot of this is a response to what's happening currently in society. Depending upon how things change, we could be undoing some of the things they're even doing now.
They've also began to look at, how can we save money? And maybe, are we putting too many people in jail? And I think that they probably see this as a way to save money by reforming or overhauling the current judicial system. So I think this is an issue that, you know, probably never goes away.
Thanks. That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.